when I was a child and we'd be out playing, our roads weren't paved or nothing like that. It was gravel road in them days. And I could see the big Canadian military trucks coming down the road. And at one time, they can go right out to what we call the fort, up at the lighthouse, and turn around, because that was all their like barracks and things they had. So anyway, I remember one particular day, I was out playing on the road, because we never had no cars or traffics going up and down. If our groceries or our coal was delivered, it was delivered by horse and cart. So anyway, this big truck came down and there were soldiers in it, and we were on the road playing, so we moved in, let them pass. And there was two soldiers walking behind. And I remember that time I had on, like, the kids wore like them little pants with like a little bib, I call them like little bib pants with little straps on it. And I was playing, and I, whatever way I did it, I tore a button off. And so one of my straps were hanging down. And I had curly hair, and this soldier said, "Hi," he said, "would you like a stick of gum?" And at that time, I didn't know what gum was. So he took it out. I remember it was green, and he said it was double mint. Now, I didn't know, but anyway, I took it. He said he wanted to take my picture, and I said, "Well, I have to get my strap fixed. So I have to run and tell my mother, and she fixed my strap." "No, that's okay. I want you just like you were." I was probably filthy, you know, playing in the mud. So when he took my picture and they left and went, what we call down the road to the barracks, I went and showed my mother. Now, I had that many sisters and brothers. I only had one stick of gum, but everybody had to get a piece of it. So she cut it up so we all have a piece of gum. And that's my first experience with gum.